Well, hello. My name is Roderick Anthony, and this is my first podcast. Yay! So, everybody, welcome. Since this is my maiden voyage into podcast seas, it won't be exactly what I intended it to be, but it is a way for me to get started, and you know, just to get things started, I'd have to go ahead and jump in. And instead of just getting my feet wet and dipping my toe in the water, you know, I want to just jump in completely and get everything off and, you know, get wet and let the shock from it kind of wash over me. And I get used to it. And as, you know, the minutes go by as I'm talking, maybe I'll get some type of inspiration that'll lead to some, I don't know. I just know that it is easier to keep procrastinating. I've been thinking about doing this for more than, about a year now. So I think that now is the time to go ahead and get started. And one of the things that I want to mention in this podcast is there's a lot of things going on right now in my life. I'm in the middle of advertising. I self-published a book a while ago. Moroni Saw Me is the book. I set up a page, I set up a website, I am reaching out to people, and I'm doing it in a kind of a grassroots sort of way instead of trying to pay for advertising. Well, because I don't have any money, so it's easy to go ahead and do it that way. If I had funds, I definitely would be doing it a little bit differently. And since I already published a book, it's kind of difficult for me to get it to a publishing company and have them publish it, but the whole focus of this podcast, besides, is to introduce myself and let you know a little bit about me. Now, I want to send a shout out to Chris Heimerdinger. Now, the reason why I was able to start this podcast is because I listened to his. It's amazing. He's on a level that I cannot even imagine. When I'm listening to him speak, it's as if he's speaking personally to me. So I'm happy about that. His podcast is Forever LDS. And it's one of the things that it's Forever LDS celebrating the Church of Jesus Christ. I love it because of the books that he's written, which have inspired me to want to write, and also because of the way it makes me feel when I read the words that he's written. So I want to give him a shout out, and also I can't wait till he gets those other books ready, The Ten Shoes Among Nephites. I live in the great state of Arizona. I'm originally from Rochester, New York, which is the cradle of the Restoration, by the way. Just in case you don't know, if you're listening to this, I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A very important part of my identity, of who I am as a podcaster. Yeah, I've already lost track. See, now this is the reason why I had to do this maiden voyage, because I had to talk myself out of doing this otherwise. But anyway, back to what I was doing before. What I was doing was introducing myself, okay? I have been living in the great state of Arizona for since 2007, so almost, 12 years this month. I came here in April of 2007. Since I've been here, one of my goals in life was to become a writer. I took an interest in it when I was in high school. I was told that I was a good writer. And, of course, your teachers are supposed to inspire you to do the things that you want to do. So I decided to take that as an indication that that's what I'm supposed to do. Now, I am not going to put myself up there with Shakespeare or anything like that. I like to write. I like to read the things that I write. So I'm hoping that this is going to be a mutually beneficial relationship between you, the listener, and me. And you're supposed to write about the stuff that you know. And I feel like I know a lot about, the things that I believe. So therefore, I'm going to write about that. I also write a little bit about politics. I try to stay away from major things. There we go again with that dinging. Because I don't want to become an enemy to people. Because my purpose is being inclusivity. I want people to feel included. And I want to not focus on the differences that we have so much, but more on the things that we have that are similar, the things that we can unite on, because that makes life a lot easier. If they're so busy arguing and debating about every single thing, which there's nothing wrong with having disagreements every now and then, a conversation. But if we're focused on being divisive, if we're focused on being negative, then that kind of takes away from the joy in life. I don't have time for that drama. It makes things, It just makes life unpleasant. And life is unpleasant enough without having to add extra unpleasantness by talking about unpleasant things. Since I've been here in Arizona, which I also think is the greatest state in the United States, by the way, I have explored a lot of things about my life in writing. I've had a lot of time to focus on the writing. Unfortunately, I do have some health problems that make it so that I can't do things the way that I would normally want to do as far as following after a career or things like that. And writing, I've been able to use my brain, my intellect, in order to make myself, to present myself to the world, has made the health issues not as debilitating, because, hey, it can be. Now, being that this is my first podcast and I'm kind of just trying to introduce myself to people, I'll say a few things about myself. One, I love to cook. Not that you would really care, since you don't know who I am, but and I'm just introducing myself. It's one of the things that I do, which means I also love to eat. I like to cook and I like to eat. I also like to sing. One of the things that singing, it brings a joy to me that I just, especially it depends on what it is that I'm singing. I love to sing spiritual songs, things that invite the Holy Ghost into my life. Being that I'm a religious person, I'm not secular at all. So most of my podcasts are going to center on some form of religious activity, or even if it's just saying that I know that Jesus is the Christ. So I hope I don't offend people. I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, you're not offended. Or if you just became offended, you probably stopped listening. But that's just who I am. That's how I want to make things to be for me. Also, let's see. And I know I mentioned earlier that I wrote a book. That's one of the biggest focuses in my life right now. And the book is called Moroni Saw Me. Now, this podcast, I'm assuming, is going to go out immediately. It's something that people are going to be able to listen to before what the next thing I'm about to say happens. But on April the 23rd, I'm going to be going live. But I'm going to be doing, introducing myself, basically, sort of what I'm doing in the podcast. And I'm going to be doing a reading from the book. Now, Moroni Saw Me is a book that I've written about myself. It's about 10 years in the making, and it started when I was when I lost my daughter. Her name is Zipporah, and I am going to talk about that in the live cast, and I don't see a reason why I can't talk about it now, but I am going to talk about that at that time. There were several books that I was writing at the time. There's another book that I wrote called Memory Piece. It was something that I started writing when I was in college at Valdosta State University. When I started writing the book, it was started out as an exercise on how I want my life to be. Things that I wanted to happen for the future. And it was this perfect book of how everything, a perfect life of how everything was going to look and the person I was going to marry and where I was going to live and how I was going to have kids. And after a while, that got boring because, you know, in my perfect life, nothing bad ever happened. So it quickly turned into something else. And I definitely don't want my life to end up the way that the characters in that book added up. And I'll probably talk about that sometime in the future too. Kind of an outgrowth of that project, I wanted to write my life story, and because my life is the things that have happened in my life have made me feel that it's a story worth telling, and that people will actually listen to it and enjoy it. As I said before, I'm just stretching my wings, so I hope that you can bear with me while I'm stretching my wings and trying to find my way there, because I want to be able to have the experience necessary to make these things entertaining, enjoyable, as well as fulfilling in some kind of way. I should probably sing something for you, but I wasn't ready. It's not something that I really tried to. I could talk myself out of it, like I said. I probably should because, well, it's a podcast. It's my first one. And if I sound bad, at least you can laugh. It'll be a little bit entertaining. Okay, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to sing something. You know, it's funny. I wrote a song, but I don't remember the words to it. It's a good thing I recorded it. Twinkle, twinkle, little. Okay, I'm sorry. I panicked a little bit, so I figured I had to say something. So maybe not that. Let's see. And mentioning that before I sing my song that I know I'm going to sing because I'm still talking myself into doing it, I'm in the process of working on another book, which has to do with me. I write about the thing that I know the most about, and that's myself and my own life. And I'm pretty, and my life is pretty entertaining. And I, in fact, I have this a personal belief that I have. I believe that everybody has at least two good books in them about their own life that is very entertaining that other people will want to read. I personally believe that any person, no matter who it is, even little kids, they have good books or they're good stories inside of them that if they shared with other people, that it would be entertaining. I mean, look at all the TV programming that we have. Look at all of the books that we have out there now. We're reading about other people's lives. Even if those lives are fictitious lives, we're reading about things that happen to other people because we're interested. Human beings, as a people, we are interested in each other. We want to see what is going on with each other. Doesn't necessarily mean that we want to interject ourselves into the situation necessarily, but we are interested in each other, which is why I believe that everybody has a good story inside of it. Okay, so now that I've gotten that out of the way, and this other book that I'm writing is going to come out, I'm probably going to mention that too. What song am I going to sing for my podcast? You know, get all my embarrassing bits out of the way in the very beginning. One of my favorite artists, Gladys Knight, she has a song that she made from one of the church hymns, and I guess I could sing a little bit from that. I am a child of God, and the Lord God has sent me here, and He has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear. Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do to live with Him someday. I know I sounded good. You don't have to tell me. Actually, I don't, but I believe that I did. So that is me giving you a little bit of treat for participating in my first ever podcast. I know there was no structure whatsoever to the things that I was saying. There was, besides introducing myself and kind of trying to show myself off so people can know who I am, I touched a little bit on some of the things about me that I'm going to be sharing over the course years to come, hopefully, with these podcasts. And I think I'm going to try to be as regular as I can with them, maybe a weekly thing. I don't want to overwhelm people, and I want to make sure that I produce a quality product in the things that I say. I want to thank you for listening, and I want you to know that even though we haven't built a relationship yet, that I've extended that olive branch. I'm going to love listening to my own voice. But anyway, I'm going to end it now because I don't want it to be an hour-long podcast, even though I'm sure I could talk about myself and the things that I like for an hour. But other than that, thanks for listening. God bless you, and I hope that we get to meet again.